Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Once again, we are taking the short bus.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay.
A whole week has passed for you.
All right.
Wow, the wind's picking up. Holy shit.
Let's get a kite.
Whole week has passed for you.
Kite.
Only, wow, my levels are fucking really high there. I'm going to back it off just a fucking smidge.
Man, how's everybody doing today?
I'm doing good.
Happy Easter.
Yes. You will be listening to this on Easter, and since our respective families will kill us for recording a podcast on a holiday.
Easter.
We decided
hiding in
10 minutes after doing the last podcast to go ahead and do another one. So 5 minutes have passed, and
okay.
But for you, an entire week. That's how the magic of broadcasting.
God, it's a nice day.
it was a quick week. Holy shit.
Man, that goes by. That happens a lot when you have a nighttime job working nights.
I'm tired of working nights. I don't know about anybody else. There's a lot of people out there that work nights that
you never hear about. You never.
Well, they like working nights. It's just, I never get to. I think I see my wife like an hour a day, if not less.
You better spend every minute of that.
Yeah. And it's like, because she's got like gym and shit and like the kids and da 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 da. And I've got my computer. And, you know, well, I do a lot of the podcast stuff. I do a lot of updating and fucking promoting. That's the word I'm looking for. Promoting and fucking trying to get people interested and new listeners and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, this is great stuff.
Checking the feed. So I spend a lot of time on the fucking computer. I'm very techno-oriented. And my wife's always, like, at the gym or fucking taking a dancing class or some shit. Like, she's doing this, like, aerobic dancing thingy at the local fucking gym. And it's just fucking hard, man. When you're working nights, she's walking in the door, I'm walking out.
Well, how many different places have you worked at?
Like,
you know, just kind of basically go over. Have you worked at McDonald's?
Yes, I worked at McDonald's.
I have too.
I worked at McDonald's for a year.
A year,
I think.
3 months. I didn't make the 3 month.
I think.
You know, I'm on the crew now.
Oh, you didn't pass your 90 day probie?
I got caught drinking a Shamrock Shake.
Oh, that you didn't pay for?
And it wasn't in the little, you know, courtesy cup, so.
Oh, yeah.
Believe that.
Fucking, I worked at McDonald's up in Paradise for a fucking, wow, we're getting some wind. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to shut the door. Hold on.
Then there was Kentucky Fried Chicken, 3 months. Der Wiener Schnitzel, 3 months.
Wiener Schnitzel?
Yes, I did. We made the best hamburgers you could possibly eat. I think it was just the mustard that made them taste so good.
Der Wiener Schnitzel. Heinz. Okay, I'm back. You weren't talking shit about me, were you?
All right.
Yeah,
yes.
I liked working at McDonald's. I think fast food should be a high school course.
Yes, I agree. Everybody who right out of high school should have to work at it.
Or in high school, like your senior year. You work like one semester at a fucking fast food joint.
Yeah.
Because it makes you a little more understanding when you go to fast food joints.
It's an it's a real experience, too.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on, you should pick up the fact that you don't want to do that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no shit. Well, it's, you know, on top of that, it makes you a little more understanding when you go in there. Because you can always tell somebody that's never had to work fast food at a fast food place because they're fucking assholes. He's just like, what's taking so long to get my goddamn food? What's taking so fucking long? What's taking so fucking long? Gee, I don't know. It's 29-cent fucking hamburger day.
And it's only been 30 seconds since you ordered.
Yeah, and 900 other fucking people just each ordered 20 fucking hamburgers. And goddamn it, you know, since everybody made them get rid of you remember the bin? You probably worked there when they had a bin. And they just make a shitload of food.
Yeah, keep them warm.
Yeah. See, I worked there for like 5 months of the bin. Which was awesome. God, did I love the bin. Because you're like, you know what? There's a big and tasty. that's been sitting in that motherfucker for like 45 minutes. Another 5 minutes, it's time to throw that sumbitch away. That sumbitch is mine. That motherfucker's mine.
I think I got in trouble for that too. Cooking, they came to the conclusion that I was cooking too much food at the end of the night because without it being ordered.
Oh, so you have
something. Being prepared.
Some...
I was just really prepared. Like, yeah, I think I want a Big Mac tonight, so I'll make one.
Yeah. Somebody else might want one, so I'll make two.
All right.
Crap, I'm out of Monster.
I walked out on Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Walked off the job?
Yes.
I walked off.
I didn't even go back for my check.
No shit, Jesus. I walked off the job at McDonald's. I got tired of the horse shit.
I walked off at Windshield's Donuts, too. And that was a really good job. I was really rolling in the dough there.
Oh, jeez. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was bad.
Yeah, that was the worst job.
No, actually, no, I didn't.
I've been saying for the past.
I was coerced into walking out on McDonald's.
Coerced?
I was dating a girl that worked at McDonald's with me. She was like, this job sucks. We should quit.
Okay.
And we were both like, oh, I was like, oh, okay.
Where are we going to go?
Yeah, I'm like, we're living together. This is our income. And if we both quit, we're fucked. But okay, let's quit.
Wow.
We fucking quit.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
And that's the beginning of you living in your car. I used to log, too. I logged for 3 months, 4 months.
You do a lot of shit for like 3 months.
Yeah, you know, love is only supposed to, you know, it's only supposed to last 3 months. You know, the romantic part of it?
Yeah.
3 months, that's it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what I read in the college books.
Yeah.
I keep mentioning college. I went to college for 5 years.
Well, I went to college for 3 months.
I didn't graduate or anything. I had a lot of classes.
You're like a three-year freshman?
Oh, five.
Five-year freshman?
Yeah, and just a lot of classes that I dropped and failed and withdrew. But it's the same, you know, I've passed a lot of classes, useless classes. I mean, what good is social science?
Underwater basket weaving, which is horseshit because everybody makes fun of that class. Like, I fucking love it because everybody, that's the default stupid. What are you taking, underwater basket weaving?
Yeah, I had that in sixth grade.
Well, fuck you. Like, that's actually a thing. It's you take the wet reeds or grasses or whatever you're using and you weave the basket in the water where the reeds and the grasses are more pliable. And then when you take it out and let it dry, it hardens and it becomes a solid basket.
I didn't know you're an Indian. You're Indian.
I'm part Indian, yeah.
Yes.
And that, you know what, speaking of that, I think that's fucking hilarious because like Indian and shit, and I always hear the same fucking.
Indian.
Everybody asks me, "Oh, how much Indian?" And I'm like, "I have no enough."
Patel.
No, not East Indian.
Oh,
I'm fucking Native American. And you know, everybody's like, "Oh, how much?" I'm like, "I don't know, enough to where I shouldn't drink."
Enough to kick your ass.
Yeah, that's enough to where I should never fucking drink booze.
Yeah, fire water you're talking about.
Yeah, and yeah. So everybody's like, "Oh, really? Well, what tribe?" Like, I love it when you say, "I'm part Indian." To
the
any
Fugawi tribe.
The Fugawi.
Yeah.
Was that the Italian tribe?
The tribe of Indians that they were moving around and they climbed up the top of this big tall mountain. They looked to the west, looked to the east, looked to the north, south. Where the fuck are we?
Nice. Jesus.
Where the fuck are we tribe?
But no, I love it when you tell like other white people, because I'm obviously white, that you're like, oh, I've got a little bit of Indian in me. And they're just like, oh, really? What tribe? Because I've got something, you know, like all of a sudden fucking white people come acting, you know, I've got a little bit in me too. And I keep running into the same goddamn story.
Yep, yeah.
I know. Fucking love it. I don't know how many people out here have heard this, but
it's
I've heard
grandma?
This my entire fucking life, okay. Man.
What are you?
I believe I'm Cherokee because apparently Cherokees were fucking
there's a lot
whores.
Of white Cherokees.
Yeah.
And there's no records of the Cherokees too. I don't know if that has anything to do with everybody saying they're Cherokee.
Yeah. But. Do we have a casino? Yeah, I'm told. Yeah, Cherokee. That's me. Give me a token. Fucking, no. Goddamn, every person I talk to, they're like, yeah, I'm Cherokee. Yeah, we did some tracing, and apparently my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee princess.
Yeah, there you go.
That walked the Trail of Tears.
What is with that?
Well, I don't know, dude. Either there was like...
There's a lot of them.
500 Cherokee princesses, or that one 5,000. Bitch was a fucking whore.
Oh, Jesus.
One or the other, dude. Because like every person was like, oh, fuck y'all, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee princess. And she walked the Trail of Tears. Really? Because so did a lot of fucking Indians.
So did my grandma.
So either we're all fucking related, or like... princess in the Cherokee Nation was like no big fucking deal. They're like, eh, fuck it. You're daddy's little princess. That's what they say to the special kids. You're my little princess. Now go tan those hides, my little special princess.
I worked off of a green chain for a while, too. You know what that is? That's where the lumber is being cut, and then it comes out in lumber. And you have to stack it. I stacked on.
Oh, it goes in trees and comes out 2x4s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not just 2x4s. I did the 2x12s, and some of them are 20 foot long. Man, I almost.
Look at them guns! Zing! Wow, sorry about that.
Right,
Donald started flexing.
Three years.
I got a little warm. Got a little hot in here. Donald started flexing.
I don't know. Wherever you're going with that, you start first. That's how it's going to end up with me saying, you go first.
you do it first. No, I don't look like that doesn't look like something I want to do, so I'm not going to do it now. Thanks
we'll take
for going
turns.
First.
We'll take turns. You go first.
Fucking, but no, so you worked, what did you call it, a green chain?
A green chain off the sawmill. Oh, it was great, right off the coast. I could see the ocean and stuff.
Fucking A.
Then there was like 10 years of my life I spent building houses, prefabricated houses. Did everything in the whole mill. I could build a house from ground up. Jesus.
No shit. I have no usable job skills.
me either.
But you can like build
that's
a house. And
why I'm here. Well,
you can cut a tree and then apparently you can turn it into boards and then apparently you can make it into a house.
And now where does what's the paper made out of?
Yeah,
trees. I've come full circle, baby.
No, I worked at fucking, what was my first job? I was like a dishwasher, busboy.
Oh, I did dishwashing. That was great.
Dishwasher, busboy, prep cook.
The most embarrassing thing that happened to me in my life, dishwashing.
What'd you do?
They're having a brunch, and the manager comes in and says, hey, we need you to go out there and get those dishes off the table there next to the fucking big ham and the champagne between. Yeah.
Jesus, did you knock all the champagne over?
I walked out there, and I pulled out a couple of them, and I looked, and there was like biscuits just stuck between a couple of plates. I don't know how that happened, but it had something to do with the dishwasher. So
nice.
They all looked at me when I came out to check them all out.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, what else I did? I did dishwasher, busboy, prep cook. That was actually a good job. Got some good
busboy is when you take clear the tables?
Yeah,
you get tips and stuff for that?
If you do a good job, the waitresses will share their tips with you, yes.
Waitresses get the job.
Just like if you're a really quick, if you're a good cook and you're quick and you don't fuck up orders, waitresses have been known, they'll share their tips with you. If you get their fucking orders out quick and don't fuck them up. They'll actually share their tips with you.
Do you ever have any embarrassing moments bussing?
Not really bussing.
Was it a pretty fancy place or what?
Not really. It was like a bar that just served food.
I had this one job where I checked out applications, and I didn't actually do the hiring, but I did applications and fingerprinted people and stuff and did background checks.
Yeah.
I read this one guy's fucking... Hey, I said fucking. All right. His application. And he was a busboy in Hawaii. But this application, the way he wrote it and worded it, was the most beautiful fucking resume that I have ever seen in my life.
Well, like business poetry?
He was a fucking, I don't know, he had some professional place to put it together, probably. It was so well put that his job of busing.
Just sounded fucking phenomenal?
Oh, yeah. Can you believe that?
Made it sound like he was the fucking like.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of like, you know, the Mick Jagger of busboys. You know, I put on a good show. What else I do? I worked at McDonald's. I assembled computer pieces for a while. That was a shitty job. That was a real shitty job.
Why?
I was living in Wheatland at the time. And the place was in fucking Lincoln. And I was working through a temp agency. Fuck temp agencies, dude.
What kind of computer pieces?
Well, they moved me. You got moved around a lot. For a while, I was disassembling printers that were warranty returns. I would put them on a diagnostic tool, and then they would tell me either, okay, this is the problem, and you just replace that part and it's good, and we can sell it as a refurbished printer, or this thing's fucked.
Anything really good happen there?
Not at the printers, but I got so good that I could tear down fucking Hewlett-Packard printers in like 30 seconds.
Wow.
And not break anything either.
So how about the managers and stuff? I mean, did they treat you good and stuff, or
manager,
did you have problems with the other people working there?
A lot of the people that worked there were East Indian, like or Pakistani.
Did you do any practical jokes on anybody? Like to their whole office space or something?
I don't think I did anything.
Yeah, you haven't?
No, I don't think
not
I did.
Like fill one up full of water or something? Or balloon?
Oh, no, there was a couple other places I worked there. People had cubicles. I do shit like that. Packing foam
packing
was a good
foam,
one.
Right.
I filled a guy's cubicle with packing foam. But I still remember my first day at work working for this company assembling shit. There was a lot of fucking like Pakistani people working there. And they were introducing me to one guy that spoke really good English. Was introducing me to everybody.
Mike?
And this one dude comes up with a giant fucking head wrap on and a big huge beard. I don't remember his fucking full name. Cause
you just want to touch his head.
They fucking, well, they walk up and the dude goes
turban
to shake my hand. You know, I'm like, hey, my name's Mike. And he goes, oh, my name is Habiba, and starts rattling off this shit. And fucking, like, the guy that was standing next to me just puts his hand out for the guy to stop talking. He goes, we just call him HB. Like, to this day, I still would love to know that fucking dude's name. It took him 2 minutes to say just the part that he fucking used. Like, my name is
He's saying a prayer.
HB. We just call him HB. They put me in scanners where we would do the same thing that we did to the printers. We'd put them on a diagnostic tool. If we could fix them, like with the spare parts we had there, we'd fix them.
You ever scan anything funny?
No, but you know what? This is a message to everybody out there. If you've got a scanner that stops working and you send it back under warranty, look in the motherfucker. Check and make sure there's no goddamn photos in it before you send it back. Dude, we had a wall of shame of fucking photos that people have fucking left. And, dude, I can't tell you how many naked pictures of people's wives and girlfriends.
Wow.
And naked pictures of dudes. Fucking, like, pictures of people's families and shit.
Oh, my God, my photo.
A couple of times we had to call the police.
Wow.
Fucking kiddie porn. That's a disturbing fucking thing to find.
Yeah.
At your job.
Jeez, how stupid can you be?
Yeah, a couple of times we had to call the fucking police. The one place assemble just random, like, computer chassis pieces. Like, not actual, I wouldn't make the actual circuit boards or anything like that, but I would assemble just, like, pieces inside of a square case that later the parts would be attached to. And I think the only part of that job that I never worked at was monitors.
Is this where you really begin to like computers, or?
No, I'd always liked computers, and this wasn't really a computer-oriented job. It was more just, like, fucking tear down. Like, it really had barely anything to do with the actual computers.
I programmed my first computer in 1982.
Did they have
computers back then? Yes.
They had the big reel-to-reel fucking tape drives. I remember my first computer was a fucking Atari computer, baby. Had a cassette drive on it. Cartridges.
I want an Atari. It has the tones in it that you can program.
Yeah, it took you 8 hours to tone a fucking program a spiral on the screen and have it go and that was it.
Oh, 8 hours now.
8 hours of fucking programming. Back when BASIC was the shit.
BASIC.
Yeah. Fucking
go to.
But no, the monitor section. Monitor section was, you know, just like the other ones where monitors would get sent back on warranty returns. And they would test and see if they're still usable, if they're junk, or, you know, if there's something they can replace and be refurbished, blah, blah, blah. At any given time, there was like 400 to 500 monitors.
Holy crap.
Plugged in, turned on, and on a diagnostic.
Wow.
So you had like all this free-floating static electricity.
No kidding.
In this area from all the monitors being turned on and whatnot. Now, the rest of the building, you had to wear ESD material. Electrostatic discharge, yeah, which was a fucking smock and a fucking grounding strap on your shoe. Each workstation had a little thingy that you would wear, a bracelet that looks like one of those fucking bracelets you wear for fucking when you get car sick. Those little pressure point bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like that, but it had a button snap on it. You would snap a little fucking thingy onto it. And you would attach yourself to the cubicle, and the theory actually works. All the electrostatic and the electricity on your body, caused by moving and walking and just everyday life, would be
jerking
discharged.
Off.
Yeah, jerking off in the bathroom, would be discharged.
You got a lot of electric static today, fucking.
Would be fucking discharged through these wires, the bootstraps and whatnot, so that when you touch the circuit boards or anything like that, you wouldn't fry them. Because the smallest amount of static electricity can fucking fry out computer stuff. So, bloop. And so we're all wearing like grounding bootstraps. We're grounded at all fucking times. Well, in the monitors area, there's shitloads. I mean, hundreds of thousands of volts of fucking free-floating static electricity. And like small amps, but it's enough to knock you on your ass.
Wow.
And they got fucking flashing lights and all kinds of shit everywhere that says, do not wear grounding equipment in this area. Don't wear it. Because if you like lean on something or touch something, you got a risk of getting fracked and fucking dropping on your head. Well, we had this chick working there, this fucking gorgeous blonde chick. With fucking tig old bitties. Fucking, oh, she was gorgeous. And we called her the Black Widow of monitors. Because she would wait for new guys that to start working there. Well, and then nobody would warn. And fucking, she'd catch him like staring at her. And she'd be like, hey, hi, come here and talk to me. And these fucking assholes would walk in there and forget to take off their fucking grounding straps. And fucking, pop! End up on the fucking ground.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. The Black Widow of monitors. Man, what a bitch.
She's keeping track of how many she did that.
Oh, week. Jesus. It was awful.
So did you get knocked out?
No. No, I didn't. I was lucky enough to have people warn me. And I was smart enough to go, wow, what do all these flashing signs say? With the big red warning around the blonde chick.
You get around big titties and you forget about stuff like that.
No, I don't. No. I always read the warning label.
I got knocked out 15 times. Still trying to make it in there.
Yeah, no shit. I think my first day there, I accidentally walked into the women's bathroom to piss. I think. I don't remember, but I think. Because the job started at like fucking 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And who in the shit can be in their right frame of mind at 3 in the morning?
That's what happened to me here.
And I think my second day I had to take a piss. And I walked into the bathroom.
Then you see the sign that says.
And there was nobody in there. And I was just like,
you don't notice there's no urinal in there or nothing?
Then, my fucking first thought was like, wow, there's no urinals in here. That's kind of fucking weird.
What's the Kotex machine on the wall for?
I didn't notice that. And I fucking went in, took a piss, and I fucking left. And like 2 days later, I went to go to the bathroom again. And I walked in and went.
Reach for the door handle and you stop.
Well, no, I just walked in. I just went, oh, there's the men's room. I'm going to go in there. And I went in there and I was like, where did all these fucking urinals come from? I weren't here 2 days ago. And it kind of sank in. I was like, oh,
my God, yeah.
Shit, I think I went in the women's bathroom.
Did anybody see me?
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I still think about that. Did anybody here see me do that? Like all the ladies working there, did they see me go in there?
Accidentally go in there?
Wow. And I
got accidentally on purpose?
And I've got long hair, and they're like, man, lady.
Yeah.
Lady, man.
Maybe it's just an ugly woman with a goatee.
All right.
Yeah. So, I'm going to throw some news out there now that you've heard our resume. love in a cold climate, lethal for Russian couple. I'm going to try and talk into the mic.
Lethal?
Yes.
Russian couple? It gets pretty cold in Russia.
Okay, let's see. A Russian couple having sex in a car parked in a tiny garage has died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow, on purpose?
Yeah, well, not on purpose. They were fucking on purpose. But I guess they
never know when it's going to be your last time, huh?
Paying attention.
They just thought they were just so excited. A man and woman
retreated to their Volkswagen to have sex. Most likely the lovers turned the engine on to get warm. Cited the police force during a moment of intimate closeness, i.e. fucking, in the car in the south of the city. The pair inhaled the gas and died.
It takes a while to do that. They had to relax and fall asleep.
Not really, though, because if you're fucking, you might be breathing heavier than than normally.
Clack, 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 clack.
So, yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Wow. Got it off one last time.
At least they died fucking. That's awesome.
Did they have to pry them apart or something?
They found the car was dead. They'd been frozen for 2 days. Yeesh. I wonder how they died. Here's another one. New York City couple. Cops have the wrong address again. They say the police have mistakenly raided their home 50 times.
50 times?
Yes.
Mistakenly 50 yes. times.
An elderly Brooklyn coupler says they're tired of hearing the phrase, police open up. Walter Martin, an 83-year-old World War II veteran.
You're kidding me.
No. and his wife, Rose, 82, tell the New York Daily News, police have come looking for criminals at their house about 50 times in the past 8 years.
Hmm.
The Daily News reported its computer search showed 15 other people living at the Marin Park address. The Martins don't know any of them. Police arrived from all over the Staten Island precinct to the Bronx and bang on the door of the Martins' two-story home, searching for a different suspect, from alleged murderers to robbers and to rogue cops, nearly every time.
We know you're in there. Come out. We got you surrounded.
No shit. Fucking 80-year-old couple. Couple said one of the most bizarre mix-up on October 10th in 06, police and FBI rolled up, hunting for then-cop Angel Negron, who was later charged with raping his 14-year-old stepdaughter. He pleaded to a misdemeanor and was fired for raping a 14-year-old girl?
The cop.
Jesus Christ, really?
A cop?
A misdemeanor? Okay, whatever.
Where's that state?
New York.
It must be illegal there.
Our identity theft squad is investigating the matter. Earlier this week, officers pounded on the door, both front and the back doors. Martin says they're respectful, but it still makes his blood pressure sore. Apparently, what had happened is they were trying to test out a new computer system. And they entered this address for some reason, and as a test of this new fucking interagency computer system. And when they were done with the test, they thought they purged the system and got rid of that address.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently it got saved in, like, multiple places.
Of course they got an excuse.
So it ended up, no matter how many times they purged the system, that address would still fucking come up.
Do you hear about the birth control pill for men? It's shaped like a little pebble. You put it in the bottom of your shoe and it makes you limp.
And you never get laid?
No, it just makes you limp. It's shaped like a pebble.
Oh, Jesus. That just sunk in.
pebble.
Shaped like a pebble and makes you limp.
That's what I said.
Jesus.
Goddamn. Jokes ain't no funny around here.
Fake no TV funny joke. Game show tortures man.
You owe me a dollar every time you tell someone else that joke.
Yeah, shit. France is reeling from a documentary about a psychological experiment disguised as a game show. Researchers staged a fictitious reality show to see how far people would go in obeying authority. Especially if television reinforces that authority. The disturbing results have alarmed the French. Who cares? It's the French. The fictitious game show has all the trappings of a reality quiz show, including beautiful and well-known hostess, a raucous audience, and a group of contestants posed questions to a man sitting inside a box in front of them in an electric chair.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. The hostess and chanting audience urged the players, who have levers in front of them, to send jolts of electricity into the man in the box when he gave an incorrect answer.
Me up for that.
Even when the players screamed out in pain for them to stop, 80% of the contestants kept zapping him.
Stop.
You know, whereas it was all fake and shit, the guy was never actually getting zapped.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was fake. It was just, they were trying to see how far people would go.
Oh, it's a fucking
in obeying authority. Yeah, it was like a psychological fucking
test. And 80% of them kept fucking zapping him?
Yeah, 80% of people went along with the group mentality or the authority of the show.
Zap him.
When they said, yeah, it's okay for you to hurt this guy, hurt him some more. And they were like, fuck it, all right, sweet.
Wow, where was that?
France.
Yeah.
And I just the amount of fucking people out there that are just crappy little followers just pisses me off. I mean, we're all crappy little followers in our own little fucking way. But people that would fucking do shit like that just... And that's how I feel about organized religion,
organized crime.
Racist hate groups. And people that are just fucking following this, you know, idiotic dogma. And fucking not thinking for themselves.
You ever go golfing?
Man, that came out of left field. What the hell?
Golfing, you know, with the little ball. And
yeah.
You know, I take it you've never been.
No, golfing. I've never actually. I've been like the putt-putt mini fucking range.
That's golfing.
Does that count?
No.
Never actually been golfing.
Why not?
I don't know. It just never really seemed to interest me.
Yeah, you got to try it once.
That's it? That's the golfing story?
No, I got lots of golfing stories. I've been golfing a time or two.
I golf.
Best story I have is we were golfing. We had a foursome going, and we were golfing. And my buddies, we're just golfing, and we're getting it down to the green, and we're putting in and stuff, and these other people were behind us, and they were halfway down getting ready to chip onto the green, and they're just staring at us with their hands on their waist and shit, like, you know, just staring at us. One of my buddies turns around and goes, "What the fuck? What are they looking at?" So he starts undoing his pants. Fucking reaches down. I don't know what he did, but he made it fucking... made his cock really big because he dropped his fucking drawers and there's a fucking... And he just looks back and puts his hands on his hips and just stares at him.
Does the Superman pose with, like, his fucking hand... with his fucking dick pants? Hanging out?
Yeah.
What, give him something to stare at?
Yeah. They just... they look for another minute and they're staring. They just turn around and walk away. Walk back to the green. I didn't see him for the rest of the nine holes behind us.
Wow.
They were way back there. That was really funny.
I never did get into any kind of sport. Nothing against golf. I just...
For $90, you could go play up here with the strippers. There's a stripper on each green. Come on.
That's $90 I could use to buy computer stuff.
Strippers.
So?
When you're putting in. Okay.
Are they already...
You don't like golfing that much. I don't know.
Unless I never really... I don't think I'm coordinated enough.
That's the funny part. I like taking new people golfing.
That have no idea?
No, you do good. Sometimes you do really great. And out on the golf course, there's never any negative, you know, a bad shot, fucker. It's always, hey, that was a good try. Or that was a great shot, man. All right. It's like that. That's what golfing's all about. And you just need to try it sometime.
Hmm.
With strippers.
With strippers. I think any sport would be made better with strippers.
All right. What kind of sport?
I don't know.
Just name one.
Name one? Fuck, I don't know. Football's already got cheerleaders. Basketball's got cheerleaders. Why doesn't baseball have cheerleaders?
I don't know.
They've got shitty mascots. I'm pretty sure baseball could use strippers.
Strippers. In the locker room.
Yeah, I think strippers are probably, well, I don't know about nowadays. But I think at one point there were a lot of strippers in the locker room. Oh, Jesus.
So I want to start a segment, or just like you are. You want nerds to call in, and you want some Star Trek nerds and some Star Wars.
I've been trying to start a couple of segments on this show, but nobody fucking emails us, and nobody
let me try one. Okay, this is what I want everybody to write in about and tell me your stories about roadkill.
About roadkill?
Yeah, roadkill.
Actually, you know what?
There's some good ones out there, or what? I mean, have you ever ran over a skunk? Does it actually make your car smell like a skunk? Or is it the car behind you that gets, you know, the skunk smell?
I've hit a few skunks, and my fucking car reeked for like 3 days.
See, roadkill's great subject to skunks. Did you aim for them, or did they just sitting in the middle of the road and you hit them? Or?
I never aim for animals. I try and avoid them just because I have an extremely guilty conscience.
It's supposed to be against the law to swerve when you see an animal.
Well, I try not to, I won't endanger my life or the lives of others.
You know what? I've got the worst story, too. I've never told anybody this story, but here is the worst story. I hit a rabbit.
A wabbit?
Yes. Oh, that's not the worst part. The worst part was the day it was that I hit the rabbit.
You hit a rabbit on Easter?
Yes, I did.
Were there kids in the car?
No, it was in a truck.
Ah, jeez.
David was in.
Nice. Nice.
Never forget that one. Scarred for life.
Yeah, I had this news thing saved. A Pennsylvania man, yet again Pennsylvania, attempted to resuscitate a roadkill possum.
Possum?
Tried to resuscitate said possum. But this was one possum who wasn't playing possum. The ugly creature remained dead. Troopers responded to the scene in Oliver Township on Thursday, determined that Donald J. Wolf of Brookville was drunk. Several witnesses observed Wolf's failed resurrection of the flattened marsupial,
But it was funny.
And was not immediately clear how he endeavored to restore the possum. So was he giving it mouth to mouth or some shit?
Probably pushing on his chest.
Fucking like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe. 1, 2, 3, live, little buddy, live. It doesn't say that he hit it. Was it like dead for 3 days?
Have you ever smelt the possum? Are you going to really, unless you're like really drunk.
Is that like a euphemism for something? So,
you ever smelt the possum?
So, Timmy, you ever seen a grown man naked?
Or smelt the possum?
So you wanted people to send in roadkill stories. I swear to God, if that gets more fucking...
Well, you know, I was talking to this one dude, and he said he hit a cow. How do you hit a fucking cow?
I don't know. How many buffaloes have gotten hit in
how
the
big
last
is
fucking
a cow?
Month?
How big? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, let's recap on that story. It was nighttime.
And nighttime, a bunch of buffalo in Butte County got loose.
It was foggy, too.
Oh, what is this, a fucking...
Fog.
Hound of the Baskervilles.
That's where
something you hit.
That's something you hit when you really don't know it's there. It's just too late.
You imagine you fucking come out of the fog and just wham, get out, stagger out of the car.
You know how big a fucking buffalo is?
You're like, what the fuck did I? Is that a buffalo? Did I go back in time? What the fuck is going on?
I'd be just trying to look through my toolbox, trying to find a
fucking box
saw
cutter.
Saw to cut those horns off or something. I want something out of this. There's some meat in there, too.
I remember I was working for a fucking lady doing glass etching. I learned to do glass etching. Or glass work in general. I was apprenticing with this lady for a while. She did a show up in fucking Oregon. And she came back. She had a tarp on the back of her fucking little truck. And she goes, hey, I need you to... Really important. Everything else can stay in there. But I really need you to get the box that's in the upper fucking passenger side of the fucking truck bed. Just pull the tarp back. And fucking grab that box for me.
All right.
And she kept talking to me, keeping my attention directed away from the tarp as I was pulling it away. So that when I look back, all I see is the fucking snarling face of a bobcat. Just like, with its paws up and shit at me. And I about crapped my pants. Jumped back about 3 feet and hit the ground. She died fucking laughing. Apparently she had found...
Set it up.
Somebody had hit a fucking bobcat.
That's roadkill right there.
And fucking she picked it up and positioned the goddamn thing to scare the Christ out of me when I fucking pulled back the tarp.
And if there's so many reports about people seeing Bigfoot, where's the real evidence?
Yeah, somebody would have hit him with a truck by now.
You'd think, yeah. Or a pitcher. I mean, how hard is a pitcher? Just take a picture.
They have pictures of Bigfoot.
Oh, no, that's a man in a uniform or a costume.
And Special Forces wearing a ghillie suit. It's this fucking CIA posing as Bigfoot to cover up their secret fucking operations in the woods. So that's what I think it is.
Clandestine.
Yes. Look at you with the big words.
Where?
Fucking, so apparently, Vice President dropped an F-bomb.
Vice President.
Dropped
important
an F-bomb.
Man.
And everybody's freaking out. Like, we give a shit. I say fuck 15,000 times a day. No one cares. Joe Biden says it once in the president's ear.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Joe Biden. You don't know who the president, vice president is?
No, I give up on all that stuff.
Fucking,
I have to pay taxes no matter what.
It was after the whole, and I don't want to get into the fucking goddamn health care thing, because everybody seems to be about it. And but it was after that, and they were doing the little press conference, and fucking he went to congratulate Barack Obama. I gave him a handshake, and he pulled himself close into his ear so nobody else can fucking hear it. And he says, this is a big fucking deal.
This is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
A deal as in a deal like dealing.
No, not as in like, yeah, we're going to make some money. We're going to score some fucking weed.
That's what he meant. This is
but it was, deal. You know, it was a momentous occasion would probably have been a better term. Instead of, this is a big fucking deal, yo.
You ever watch the late night shows? Well, the guests come on the show. The guests come on the show, and like Letterman or whoever it is will shake their hand and they'll whisper in their ear or something. You think that's what they say? It's a big fucking show. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, don't be a douche.
I just fucked your wife and you fucking kill you. You fuck this shit.
If you listen to the clip of him saying this is a big fucking deal, you realize how loud they have the volume cranked up? Like, how did anybody fucking hear that to begin with? Like the volume,
it's clear as a bell. I've heard it.
Well, it's clear as a bell with the volume. They like the clip itself. They've cranked the volume up on.
Oh, so you can hear it.
So you can hear it. Because I keep my fucking computer at a normal, like a specific volume level, and I went to play that clip, and it was fucking louder than shit.
So you can hear it.
because they cranked up the volume so you could fucking hear it. So if you played it at a normal volume level, you
probably wouldn't hear it then.
You wouldn't hear a fucking thing. And that's
that's what I'm talking about. What are they? What are those late night show hosts talking about when they whisper in some girl's ear?
You're what in the chick's ear? I can only fucking imagine.
I'll fuck you after the show, bitch.
Yeah.
Meet me in my closet.
I don't see what the big fucking deal is. So he dropped an F-bomb. I'm surprised that the president doesn't drop... Any president doesn't drop F-bombs constantly.
Did he quit smoking?
I don't know.
Was the first president to smoke? Or probably not the first.
No. I think the first in a while.
First one I've seen.
Ever since the big tobacco scare, which I think is horseshit. I don't believe in it. I think it's the government trying to fucking control you by telling you you can't smoke because you'll get cancer. I don't think you get cancer.
What do you get?
I don't know, candy. They just want to keep all the candy for themselves. Whenever they say the big C, it's candy. Not cancer. It's candy. They're trying to hide the fucking candy. But no, fucking, I'm surprised more politicians don't drop a shitload of F-bombs. You ever watch, C-SPAN and shit and all the aggravating crap? Like, those people get fucking heated, man. They start debating and shit. I couldn't do that. I'd be like, you're a fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your mama's mama. How you like, what's my answer to the fucking problem in Iraq? My answer is fuck you. That's what my answer. What's your answer, douche? We'll put the troops out. That's fucking great. That's really fucking original, you asshole. You just take up a contrary position to everything I fucking say and act like it's a goddamn miracle answer. Fuck you. I would be the worst president ever, dude. I would be constantly...
How about a king? What if you're a king?
Oh, then nobody gives a shit.
Silence!
You can say whatever.
Silence! Silence, please.
Fucking, I can just imagine being the president just like in the mornings of the White House when he wakes up and he's just like, fuck! We're gonna deal with this shit again. You know they don't wake up happy. Fuck that job. You know they don't just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna cure the world's problems today. They wake up and go, fuck! Fuck, what did North Korea do now? Son of a bitch!
Any publicity is good publicity.
Amen, brother. So what else did I have on it? Hey, did you know you can buy a jetpack now? Well, not now. Within the next year, you can buy a jetpack. It's $100,000.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all. There's a company in New Zealand that's making these giant fuck jetpacks. They're fucking huge. You ever seen the little Mini Cooper cars? Or like those little fucking shoe cars that you see everywhere?
Yeah.
It's like taking one of those and tipping it on his ass.
Nah.
That's about how big it is.
It's not just a jetpack you put on your back?
Fuck no. No. It's these giant fucking fans and then fins and stabilizers and shit. But apparently you can get like a couple thousand feet in the air. And what's great is it's qualified as an ultralight. So you don't need a pilot's license.
Okay, that's what we're saving up for now.
Fucking A, my wife won't let me have one. She's already made it perfectly clear that I'm not allowed to have a fuck jetpack.
Why not?
Because...
Don't you own a parachute?
And apparently nobody will insure it. I was reading a bunch of news reports, like fucking reports.
How many wrecks have they had?
None yet, because...
They will.
Yeah.
Eventually.
And that's the reason they won't insure it, is because it's, you know, an ultralight aircraft. Therefore, any jackhole with $100,000 can get one.
It's experimental.
You don't have to have any kind of fucking training on it.
What kind of fuel does it use?
Gas.
Regular gas?
Regular gas.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's $100,000. Nobody will fucking insure it. Nobody. Because like I said, any asshole with $100,000 can be like, oh, I want a jetpack.
I'm going to land it right out here.
Fucking A, dude. I mean, they have, like, quote-unquote jetpacks you can buy now for, like, infinitely cheaper. And it's basically, it's a water vehicle. It's a fucking high-pressure pump.
Hovercraft?
No. It's a high-pressure pump with two fucking nozzles that come out about shoulders height and point straight down. They're high-pressure nozzles.
Oh, James Bond.
And what it is it's got a big fucking hose that comes out of the ass end. And it's for use on the water. It'll only work on the water. And what it does is that hose sucks up the fucking water. And then the high-pressure nozzle spray the water back out. And it lifts you up, and you can fucking... fly around the fucking lake on it.
You can only go as high as the...
As high as the hose, yes.
Yeah.
But fucking, I watched a video of a dude... driving one? Flying one? I don't know what the correct terminology would be for the operation of a water-powered jetpack. But this dude was operating this fucking apparatus, and he was a good 10 feet off of the fucking... the deck of the fucking water. Just dragging a hose. Just fucking zipping around the lake.
Blast. So if you wreck, you're just falling into water.
Well, what I'm wondering... 10 feet, big deal. What I'm wondering is, okay, with the fucking... Now, I'm no physicist, and I don't know about proportional dynamics of thrust versus, you know, whatever. But, okay, say you've got two sprays of water that spray it this hard, and it will proportionately lift this much weight this high off of the surface that it's spraying onto. So it will only go this high. So if there were to be a change in elevation, you would go higher.
Water doesn't usually have elevation changes.
Exactly. But like I was saying, like...
weight changes now. There might be weight changes.
But, you know, if you were to say there was a fucking a downflow coming out of a lake, and it was deep enough to where you could get the hose in it, and it was at an angle, basically you could go up it, and your fucking elevation would change relative to the water. You would get higher in general, but you'd only stay so far above the water. That would be a constant.
Usually the upflow is going to come down from rocks and rivers.
Now, I'm wondering...
you really want to fly over those rocks?
Well, no, what I'm wondering is, say you accidentally clip the edge of a boat with one of the sprays. That's going to change... it's going to make the surface that the water is pushing off of closer.
Right. Giving it more lift.
Yeah, giving it more lift on one side.
Unless you spray it with both of them.
Yeah, so if you, like, catch a jet ski or something, are you going to spiral off?
No, you catch them with both of them. In fact, you look for boats to go over.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to fucking hit it.
But then the hose would bounce out of the water and you'd lose.
Yeah, but say you just want to say some... because you know if somebody gets a hold of this... oops, sorry, I'm kicking your mic stand. Somebody gets a hold of this, they're going to want to fuck... I'm going to buzz my buddy in his canoe. And they're going to fucking just clip him with one nozzle. And it's going to change the fucking ratio of thrust versus weight versus height from a surface. And do you like go spiraling off
and splashing
in the opposite fucking direction? Like, because, like, say you're flying this way, if the surface changes here, are you going to fucking, like, go spiraling sideways?
I don't know. How much are those things?
I don't know.
Would you try one of those things?
I'd try one, yeah.
You wouldn't go golfing, but you would try one of those. Wow.
I never said I wouldn't go golfing. I just said I really had no opportunity. I never really had an interest.
All right. You can rent clubs at the club.
Eh. I play golfing on the Wii. Does that count?
Yeah, it's good exercise.
I suck at it. I can't see shit. I need to get new glasses. Goddamn, it's bugging me. But yeah, you can go out, you can hear pretty soon. Next year, I believe, it's a company in New Zealand. We'll
have all the fun.
He's going to start selling jetpacks for $100,000. And any asshole out there can fucking, with $100,000, can get their hands on one. But you can't get it insured.
By the way, in a boat, when you're in a boat, in the water, mm-hmm. and you're like cruising along, that's the best place to fly a kite.
I never really thought about that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I've seen people do parasailing, which I guess is the same principle.
Oh, it'd be a huge kite.
Yeah, which is fucking great. I love watching people do parasailing, slam into fucking walls and shit. Fucking get jerked off the dock because they weren't fucking ready. And you, like, you slow-mo it, and you see that half second of footage where they're almost, like, the heel of their foot is almost touching the back of their head as the boat takes off, and they're just looking at the camera going, "Look at me, I'm going to go parasailing!
Bastard! Bastard! You bastard!
Go faster!"
Oh, you saw that movie? Did you see that movie where there was a couple of dudes? I think it was Farley. Yeah. Remember that guy, Farley, big fat guy?
Yeah, Chris Farley and probably him and
Dave. He's like driving in a car, and they look in the mirror, and there's like sirens behind him and lights. He goes, "Oh, shit." He goes, "Tell you what we're going to do, we're going to do." He whispers to his buddy. Next thing you see, the car going all crazy like they're drunk and shit. It gets into a field and they jump out and they start going, "Bees! Bees!" The cops jump out and they're going, "What the fuck?" And they look at him and they realize they're going, "Bees, I'm allergic to bees." Let's go. They drive off and these guys are going, wow, fucking work.
No shit.
Bees.
Only in a Chris Farley movie.
Oh, Jesus.
These fucking headphones are bugging me.
That would almost work in real life.
I don't think it would work.
I think it would.
I don't.
Okay, so I got pulled over one time.
Did you jump out and start yelling bees?
No, I was riding on the top of a car. Actually, it was a station wagon. This was a long time ago when it was almost legal.
It was almost, I don't think it was ever legal to ride on the top
flap,
of a car.
The flap of the fucking gas thing was left open, and we noticed it in the mirror, and I go, hey, told my buddy, hey, don't worry about it, I'll get it. I climbed out.
So you Mad Max it?
Climbed down, and fucking reached down, slapped it shut, and I'm climbing in. I guess the cops pulled this over. That's not the funny part. The funny part was when he started writing my ticket out. And he goes, yeah, you can't do this, and blah, blah, blah. And he's writing the ticket, and I'm looking at the ticket book he's holding, and I start putting my finger up my nose. And I start doing one of these, picking my nose like this.
While he's writing a ticket?
And he started writing a little bit slower as he looked up at me and looked down. I could tell he just started writing a little bit slower. Going, hey, Sarge, come here. Calls a Sarge over there, and he says, look at this guy. All the sergeant said was, yeah, wipe that finger off before you sign that ticket.
Can I borrow your shirt, officer?
So it's not really always. No, sometimes I take that back. It is. It is funny when you see something on TV like that and you do it in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know about the bees thing.
I just don't know about messing with cops.
I think that would be funny. Bees! Oh!
Oh, I don't think it'd work. Hey, somebody out there, if you get pulled over, yell bees. Tell us if it works.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a heck of a day.
No shit. My wife's ringing me off the hook. I'll be home when I'm home. Man answer.
Take an answer. Take a phone call.
One of these days, I want to get my wife on a podcast, see what happens.
All right.
I don't think she'll do it. Actually, I'm almost 100% positive she'll never do it. But no, I'd like to take this time to remind people that, you know, we're welcome to emails.
And Christmas is coming up. Send us a card.
Yeah, send us a card. We're welcome to emails. Got any questions about the podcast? Ask why we're so retarded.
That's not funny. I'm going to be going back to the bus and jerk off.
I'm going to jerk off.
Hi, Mike. Okay. Is that a penguin?
Fucking, but no, anybody who would like, like
to see Mike fuck a penguin on the back of the bus?
No. Anybody who would, you know, I don't know, maybe if you want to be on the podcast, anybody that knows us.
Get on the bus.
Send us an email. Anybody that's got funny stories. Fucking short bus moments. That's a new thing I'd like to start. Everyday short bus moments. When you see something in life. And it makes you stop and think, wow, I think that person, yeah, that person definitely rides the short bus. Send us short bus stories. Let us fucking, just give us something to talk about. Jesus, we're getting boring.
Nah. You got lots of stories.
Yeah, just none of them relevant.
See, let's go golfing. All there, you'll have stories.
Stories about golfing.
Rest of your life.
I just don't know if I can get up and actively do anything anymore. That requires motivation. And I don't know.
It's not $90 to go to a regular game of golf. That's just a stripper.
Oh, that's just the special stripper price.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was going to say, what the fuck is worth $90? Where you walk away and you're like, yeah, I got to smack some balls around. There's strippers out there, so I'm going to go home and smack my balls around a little bit. I don't know if strippers on the golf course is a good idea. How easy is it to jerk off and drive a golf cart at the same time?
I'll bet you can figure it out, though. Yeah, it makes a concentration when you're trying to putt it in.
Oh, you know what? We should open a fucking mini golf course. Make a porno mini golf. That'd be fucking awesome.
Porno.
Yeah.
You got some ideas?
Just like porn themed.
Like porn themed.
Different holes.
Oh, yeah, there's a lady sitting there with the legs spread
out.
Yeah,
you can use, like, different porn stars.
Can't miss this one. It's going to bounce off of this leg, then hit this leg, and it's going to do the little angle thing and then right into the pocket.
Fuck yeah, dude. And you can do, like, themes. Be like, you know, Jenna Jameson could be hole number one.
Tiger's going to be in there somewhere.
Tiger's just... Wait! Fucking just hold on, man. I'm almost done with this hole. So I'm taking my time. I think... think that would be fucking well worth it. Why is my shit blinking? 3 missed calls. Jesus Christ.
You're
dude.
In trouble.
I'm doomed. Oh, well. Ugh.
All right. So,
investors, potential investors, don't steal our idea. Send us money and we'll build the putt-putt, or actually, no, we can call it the smut-smut. Miniature golf course, the smut-smut. That would be fucking great, dude. Porn-themed miniature golf. I'll look that up when I get home. Something tells me there's something like that already out there. And if there is, I'm going. I want to go to the smut-smut miniature golf fucking park right next to the kangaroo courts and the fucking roller skate place. It's like giant dildo clubs you can knock fucking blue balls around with.
Blue balls.
Oh, fuck. What else could you have with a fucking smut-smut miniature golf?
There's
going to
be titties out there somewhere.
Yeah, you got to get them around the fucking jiggly titties.
Instead of a big, huge volcano is going to be one big, huge tit.
No, you can just get two tits that jiggle back and forth, and you got to fucking time your shot where it fucking misses both titties and goes into the mouth on the other side. There we go. Get flapping titties with a big fucking mouth on the other side and got to knock it in, dude. The smut.
Little
smut.
Hairy balls.
And Donald and Mike smut-smut miniature golf and porn. That would be fucking awesome. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to have to write that down. I'm going to write future dreams. Smut miniature golf. I'm going to make $1 million on that motherfucker right there. Everybody's going to hang out at my place. Fucking like hole 3 could be like a fucking hand job course.
You got to go through the hand. Moving hand.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Jeez, and there's a gay one, of course.
Oh yeah.
A guy bending over and you
gotta. We could call that
ass.
Butt butt putt. But okay, that was just stupid.
Butt putt.
Butt putt. Knock your balls in my ass at butt putt. miniature butt putt is like a bunch of fucking gay midgets running around.
Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas with their pants around their ankles. Oompa Loompa. Doopity doo. I want to put my penis in you. Wow, we've officially gone off the rails on this one. What the fuck? Start talking about dirty miniature golf. Why not? They fucking dirty eyes. Dirty eyes. Yeah, that's a word. Fuck you. They fucking. Porn's taken over everything else. Porn's become fucking mainstream, so why can't we have the heterosexual smut miniature golf, smut putt, and then the fucking gay, the butt putt. They're gonna be sister parks. They're themed. We got smut putt and butt putt.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I'm fucking. Yeah, come back in 20 years. We'll see who's laughing. Because I'm making millions of dollars at smut putt. Fucking A. Yeah. So on this ride, we've covered. I don't even know why I'm laughing. What the fuck? I haven't eaten all day. Oh, my blood sugar's dropping. You might get to hear me have a heart attack on fucking the podcast.
Okay.
So we've covered that I officially endorse the Bus vice smart. Prez, and I am pro F-bombs. In the Senate, because I think it would be a much more entertaining watching C-SPAN than while the recent allocation of federal funds in the school board system as pertaining to the it would be much better to be like, fuck you, we need money for our school too, you fucking douchebags. That's where we're headed, dude. You've seen the movie what the fuck is it, Idiocracy?
Yeah, Idiocracy.
Yeah, dude, that fuck, that's where we're headed. Dude, the fucking the WWE and the fucking the Congress and the House of Representatives are gonna like merge. Oh Jesus! Yeah, that's where we're fucking headed, dude. I'm dead serious. The collective IQ of our country has just been going down and going down and going down because we're just flooded with fucking morons. And I think birth control should be mandatory. We should give sex robots to teenagers. So they're fucking those and not making kids.
This is you take those birth control pills.
Yeah, the ones that make you limp. Jesus Christ. What else have we covered? We covered don't fuck in a car in Russia. And if you do, fuck in the cold. Don't start the car.
Yeah, there's other ways to stay warm.
Fuck yeah. Well, the act of fucking.
Turn the engine on. And
won't the act of fucking keep you warm?
I thought it did.
Who needs an outside stimuli? And don't put a space heater in your car either. That's just a bad idea. I did that with my Datsun. Fucking people resuscitating possums. That was fun. And my brain just went flat. Oh, smut. Smut putt. That's what we're calling it. Smut putt. I'm going to go home and make up some business propositions for smut putt miniature golf. And butt putt. The gay version. I don't know, what would the lesbian version be? Anybody who listens to this, send us an email. What should we call the lesbian version of the porn-centric putt-putt golf? We've got the heterosexual version, which is smut-putt. We've got the homosexual, the gay man version, which is butt-putt. What should we call the lesbian version? Because we got to have the lesbian version.
Something with the tongue. Blah, blah, blah.
So, we got to send us a fucking email. I've been talking about sending us emails the whole show, and I have not once said it, the actual email. It is mailroommafia, @gmail.com. Or you can get us on Facebook, or you can get us on MySpace. Or you can get us on Twitter, too. We're on all three. Send us a message. What do you think the lesbian version of the miniature golf range should be called? We've got smut putt, we've got butt putt, now we just need twat putt. I don't know. Somebody send us a good idea. I'd love to hear it. Fucking send us some emails, funny stories, questions, answers, corrections, telling us we're retards. My pen's fucking leaking everywhere. Short bus moments. Give us some fucking short bus moments where you looked at somebody, or you even looked at yourself and went, wow, I should be riding the short bus.
And you should ride the bus, too. Take a trip on the bus just for the hell of it.
Just to see the kind of fucking morons that are out and about. It's me throwing away a pen because it sucks and it leaked all over me and I'm pissed about it. So, we are now at 1 hour and 3 minutes almost, so we're going to call it a show.
Right on.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah.
If you're not Christian, then no happy Easter. Happy whatever the shit you're celebrating. Happy Bunny Day. Happy Zombie Jesus Day. Happy, you know, metaphysical android old fucking toad-licking day. Shit, I don't know. Come on down. We're having a fucking two-for-one sale at Smut Putt. And thanks again, everybody. And hope you enjoyed
Later.
Taking a short bus. Later.